Hi, hello, Wiffle Nation, and welcome to episode 18 of the Wiffle Zoo. Today's episode, we will be predicting the 2020 Mid-Atlantic Wiffle Winter Classic. I'm your host, Carl Coffey, and boys, welcome to the zoo. A part of the National Wiffle Network. Why National Wiffle? Because it's better than regional? Let's meet that panel. First panelist, Tom the Snow Owl Gannon, a member of the Mothmen. How are you, Tom?
I am the Mothman.
Okay, joining us once again, Andrew Frostfinger Stone, a member of Chicken and Wiffles. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, Carl. I'm good.
Okay. We also have on Mark, Blizzard Banger Phillips, first time panelist. His sperm produced a 3-time NWA tournament champ. How are you, Mark?
I'm excited to be here, Carl.
Another first time panelist, Jacob Sex Glacier Davey, a member and captain of the Will Waves. How are you, Jacob?
What a nickname.
And I'm Carl Iced Coffee with a splash of almond milk. And boys, nice. Yes, we're going to be predicting the top eight of this tournament. There's 16 teams. I'll get to the format soon. Also dead last. And I'm not going to make it where you have to predict whoever finishes sixth, you get a point. If you predict someone to finish eighth and they finish second, you get a point. So we're just predicting the top eight and dead last, and you get 5 points if you predict the champion. Very simple. This tournament, there's 16 teams. This is pretty big. Good job, Cook Brothers. Everyone gets 3 pool play games. There's going to be 4 fields. All 2-1 or 3-0 teams get to single elimination if there are less than 8 teams with a winning record. Some 1-2 teams will advance. If there are more than 8 teams finishing 2-1, there'll be an extra round of games. Should be fun. Everyone's seen the rosters. These standings start over. We're starting over. I won last year, 2019. Zoo champion was me. Everyone's at 0. All right, let's dive right in. Dead last. This is fun.
I'm pretty sure I actually had the highest score, Carl, last year. But hate
Tom,
to break it to you.
Tom, you want to chime in? You're actually going to lead off this segment. Dead last, there's 16 teams. So whichever team finishes worst in round robin with the worst run differential, they're going to finish 16th. So which team is that, Tom?
So that team is going to be OG Goon Squad. They actually beat my team in the MLW Battle of Boston, and I'm still bitter about it. So I hope they do bad in this format.
That's all you have to say?
Badly. That was improper grammar.
It's personal for Tom Gannon. No longer the president. He's a nobody now. We got Andrew, the Stone Man, Stony Stoner. Who do you think will finish last?
I'm going to go with the North Canton Mastodons. I don't even know any of these guys, so there's nothing personal about it. I just think first time in a tournament like this, with the quality of teams that are going to be there, being a rookie and adapting to the rules that they have to play with the two strikes especially, it's going to be some tough wiffle ball for them. So I hope they don't get last, but that's who I'm picking.
Wiffle Zoo, we just heard Gannon and Stone. They're both playing in the tournament. We still have Davey, Mark Phillips, and myself who aren't playing in the tournament. A lot of unbiased opinions. Jacob Davey, who's finishing a dead last?
I'm going to have to agree with Tom here. OG Goon Squad, the 3-player team is just not going to be enough in this long, grueling day in Hershey, PA.
All right, Mark Phillips, are you going to piggyback one of these guys, or do you have your own opinion?
No, I got my own opinion. I'm going with the, I think they're called, you misspelled it on my sheet. It's the Hairdos.
Hardos?
Is that right? Yeah, Hairdos.
Hardos.
Mark, I have to tell you, these guys have won a lot of tournaments that you might want to change your opinion.
No.
What?
No, I'm not.
The Hairdos.
The Hairdos.
The team with Jordan Robles, Mikel Rass, and Connor Young. You think you're going to finish dead last?
Dead last.
You're coming on my show, and you're predicting the team that won Mid-Atlantic last year to finish dead last?
Exactly.
Why?
Because. That's why.
Fair enough. That is a hot take. And mine is, I agree with Stony, North Canton Mastodons.
Whatever. No.
Yeah, it's four guys with the same last name. The Roaring Bet Quartet, they're unknowns. And I'm guessing Jeffy is seven because after you turn eight, you no longer are called Jeffy. But Ohio's an awful state. All these guys are from Ohio. I've played Wiffle in Ohio. They excel in one format, underhand pitch from 22 feet. And they're about to be hit with a big reality. But I hope I'm wrong, you know? There's not a lot of good wiffle ball in Ohio. Not a lot of good fast pitch wiffle ball in Ohio. And maybe these Macedons are the first, you know, big things that come out of Ohio. Who knows? So, you know, me and Stoney agree. Tom and Davey agree. And Mark Phillips, calling him the hairdos. He's coming in strong. So, gentlemen, if you want some hot takes, listen to Mark Phillips. Right now, he's leading the charge. I'm not going to predict 15 through 9 because that would be ridiculous. So let's go to 8 because 8 teams make the playoffs. So that's what really matters. So, Andrew Stone, 8th place. Who do you have?
I'm going to go with my team, Chicken and Wiffles. 8 is hoping for a lot with the talent that's going to be here. I think we have two pretty good arms to get us going, you know, with Sidorov and the young Polanco kid. He's still new to competitive fast pitch wiffle ball, but he's got a lot to prove at this tournament coming into his first MAW regular season. So looking for big things out of him, and I think G's going to hit like G does, and Rich and I will sit there and talk about football or something while these guys do their thing. But I think we can get 8th.
What about Chris Harley? No mention of him.
Oh, yeah, Chris Harley's a late scratch out of this for personal reasons for him.
What a gosh darn joke. Get off the call right now. You embarrassed yourself.
We don't have anybody
you're gonna
to really
mention,
replace him.
You're gonna
but,
mention chicken
not like you're
going to
replace a guy like that anyway.
You're going to mention Chicken Wiffles and not lead that with Chris Harley's not going to be there. Embarrassing. Pathetic. Jacob Davey, what do you have to say? I'm pissed at Stoney.
I got Category 4 sneaking in the top 8. Jerry Hill, Chris Owen, they play in a winter league. They're in midseason form and then adding some young talent there.
Quick and to the point, you made Stoney look like a fool. I know Jerry Hill. He lives down the street in Arlington. Good guy. Mark Phillips, 8th place. Who do you got?
I also have Category 4. The Lee brothers are monsters. And, I mean, if they step up their game, they could shoot up the ladder. But, yeah, I got them at 8 right now.
So you claim to be a Lee brothers expert?
Yeah, the Lee brothers are legit.
What nationality are they?
They are Chinese.
Touche. Okay, Carl Coffey's next, and I have the Long Balls. These guys do pretty well in mall tournaments, but now they're going in as full-fledged bad guys, and they won't get easy games anymore. Teams are out for blood. And this is a sad story of good guys turning bad, but they will still sneak into the playoffs, but they're going to lose their first game. Long Balls, 8th place. Gannon, finish us off.
Yeah, I'm actually also going to go with the Long Balls. They're not going to have Tommy Loftus. I think they've only got 3 guys for this. Dylan, Colin, and Sean. So, you know, 8th place is good. It's fine. They'll do okay.
Fair enough.
Bad guys.
Yeah, seriously. Moving along, though. Jacob Davey, he's come on this show. His first zoo. He's had a lot of hot takes. I really appreciate what he's had to say. Unlike Stoney, Davey's been bringing it. So, lead us off, Davey. 7th place.
Glad you're happy to have me, Carl. But, I'm going to have POC in 7th. I know Dan Whitner's really good. He can battle them into the top 8. And I see a couple Lemonheads there, I believe. Mm. So, but they're missing their Lemonheads ace, so that's what will keep them from going a little higher.
POC, pieces of crap. What do you got, Mark Phillips, 7th place?
I'm going with the Long Balls. I mean, I've seen them before. It's one of the very few teams I've seen before. But, I mean, if they had what's his name, they'd move up. But Long Balls at 7.
Fair enough. Loftus. I'm coming in next. And I have the Short Balls, guys. You know why? Yes, they have a deeper roster than long balls, but you still need to remember, these are Ridley Park guys, the most hated league right now in the nation. You know, they came into the Wiffle scene bright-eyed and puppy-tailed, and now, because of their Twitter presence, they have turned into the hate mongers who spew daggers of crap, and no one is going to go easy on them anymore. Short balls. Seventh place. What do you got, Tom?
I've also got POC in second place, or seventh place. Excuse me. They've already been mentioned. They've got, you know, they got Winder. They've got Phil Frisello. They've got Tim Beck, I believe. Forgot the rest of their team. I don't have it in front of me, but I have them in seventh place.
You know, Andrew Stoney, Stoneman Stoner, he's been a friend of the show. But right now, I can't stand him. As soon as he starts talking, I'm going to just stop listening. What do you got, Stoney, seventh place?
Well, unfortunately, Carl, I have to agree with you. I'm picking the short balls, too. I just think, you know, Teddy, Frankie, and then the addition of Austin Bleacher should help with their bats, score some runs, and I'll keep it short so you don't have to listen to me.
You're going to sign up for a tournament, tell everyone Chris Harley's on your team, come on a podcast, and not mention that right away? How dare you, sir? Let's go to the sixth place team. Mark Phillips, lead us off.
I'm going with the Dragons at six. I like the Wee Brothers. They're going to show up, but I don't know about anybody else. So, yeah, Dragons at six.
Yeah, this is a very Asian-dominated tournament. The second most popular race there will be Asian, and that's pretty cool. It's a very white sport. And Mid-Atlantic, they bring the Asians. Right, Tom?
Oh, yeah. I think that team from Japan might be flying in.
I actually have POC finishing sixth place. You know, they're gonna go 2-1 in round robin. They're going to get into the playoffs, and they're going to lose their first game. But I love seeing a Virginia guy on this team. But there's five guys from three different states, and I have to tell you, chemistry worries me. Why did the Will Waves win the NBA tournament in 2018? Chemistry. All those guys live in the same neighborhood, an upper, middle-class, white neighborhood. But will there be chemistry here with POC? A little bit.
Bold call.
Not enough, though. The talent will get them to the playoffs, but they're going to have trouble advancing past the first round. POC, sixth place. What do you got, Tom Gannon?
Sorry, my mute button wasn't working. In sixth place, I've also got the Dragons. It's a similar team from last year, except they added Geno Joseph, so I think they're going to have a little more pitching, and that'll help them get further.
The Stone Man. What do you got, bud?
I'm going to go with the long balls on this one. Getting to the top eight is going to be an achievement with them, with only the three guys, and unless they can keep one of their arms clean, they're probably going to run out of gas, but still be a pretty good achievement getting there, so going long balls.
Jacob Davey joined this show 5 minutes before we started recording. He's done zero prep, and he's been killing it. Jacob Davey, sixth place. Who do you got?
I got the Mothman. I got the three lefty fireballers, Clark Gannon, and Hoffman will carry him. Actually, Hannum lefty too, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, lefty.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a fireballer, though.
We'll join him in that group. The four lefty fireballers are keep them in sixth place.
Jacob, I'm going to have to ask you a quick question. Are you just closing your eyes and picking teams at this point?
I'm not. I have a very mathematical formula.
Fair enough. So fifth place.
He's got everybody's wins above replacement in front of him.
So fifth place is the team that lost the first game of the playoffs that is the best.
I'm in sixth, I believe, right?
Yes, you do. But I'm going with fifth place here. I'm going to lead off. And Carl Coffey has the Dragons. Like I said, this will be the best team to lose in the first round. They might actually go 3-3 in round robin and then lose their first game. They might run out of gas. They're loaded with talent. You want to hear a bold prediction, Gannon?
No, you should move on.
Remember how in 2019 it was the year of Robles? 2020 is the year of Geno Joseph. Put that in stone, buddy. Dragons finish in fifth. Gannon, what do you got?
In fifth place, I've got the Hardos.
Wow, the hairdos?
It's gonna be
hairdos.
Yeah, it's a stacked tournament. They're gonna have a heartbreaking loss in extra innings, but you know, just great teams still can't win every time.
You know, it's bold to put them at fifth. Many people say it's stupid to put them at 16th. And you know what? This has been a fun show. Andrew Stone, he's come on the show. He's embarrassed himself, but we're going to keep him on. What do you got at fifth, Andrew?
I'm going to go with the Dragons for fifth. I know you guys said it's going to be the year of Geno, but actually I think it probably might be the year of Vin Lee. As tournaments go on, the more I've seen, he's just killing it and coming up with clutch hits. And he's lights out on the mound. He just threw BBs in there. So I'm going with the Dragons.
Next up, Jacob Davey. He's the only guy on this call. He has a Dangerfield and an MLB Tournament Cup. He has got a lot of trophies in his room. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Nice head of hair. Who do you got fifth place, Jacob?
I'm going to agree with you, Carl, on the Dragons. I believe Gino. I faced him when he first came onto the scene, and then recently last October, and he definitely improved very much. So I think it's going to be his year as well.
Everyone keeps waiting for the Gino Joseph joining the Will Waves train. When's it going to happen, Jacob?
I don't know. You keep preaching our hometown thing, so he's a little bit outside. So we'll see. We're sticking with the hometown squad.
Big friend of Canonsburg. Mark Phillips, finish us off. Fifth place. This is the best team that loses in the first round of the playoffs.
I like the Dragons here, but I had them in six, so I'm going with the York Yaks. I think that Otter guy is going to have a huge tournament, boost them up to fifth. So, yeah, York Yaks at fifth.
All right, now we're going to the top four, and this is when things get crazy. All these teams win one playoff game. So Tom Gannon, former president of Wiffle now he's a nobody. Who do you have at number four, Tom?
At number four, I have Champ, obviously a great team, most of them being the winners of the Fast Plastic Texas Open, but they added Rob Longdrew, and he is so bad that he's going to drag them down. They're going to lose a heartbreaking semifinal game.
That's hurtful. Andrew Stone is next. A lot of people said this is his worst zoo appearance ever. He's embarrassed himself. He tells everyone Chris Harley, one of the best Wiffle players in the history of the sport, is coming, and then doesn't tell anyone he's not coming until I pressure him. It's sad. Andrew, who do you got it for?
I'm going to go with POC. I think they're actually going to surprise some people in this. And once again, if they can keep Whitner fairly fresh, you get him into the tournament, the last thing. He's probably the last guy, him or Steffi, are the last guys you want to go against. So I think they're going to hit well, and I think they're going to go right there for number four.
Next up, Jacob Davey. He's the best athlete on this call. He can get a boner by just watching porn. Good guy. Jacob Davey, fourth place. Who do you got?
Thanks for the great compliment there, Carl. Fourth place, the New York Mets. I think they're a very quality squad, but three men with the other competition, I think it's just going to one round of the double elimination will be it.
Mark Phillips, another guy, first time on the zoo. We're no longer the Wiffle Now Zoo. We're just the Wiffle Zoo. Jacob Davey, Mark Phillips, they're going to be big name figures on the show for a long time. Mark Phillips, fourth place. Who do you got?
I love the finger balls at this spot. Torres is a monster. I think he has a brother that plays too, but he's not playing in this tournament. If he was, they'd move up, but I like the finger balls at number four.
Mark Phillips stealing my thunder. Great pick. Finger balls. That's balls with two L's. Z with three Z's. Now that we're at the final four, man, this is when it gets nuts. I don't know a lot of the guys on this team, but I knew their big names. I can't put the finger balls out of the top four. I'm putting them at four. I think they're going to make a run, but they'll lose one round before the championship. Finger balls, fourth place. All right.
Good call.
Thank you. All right, Stoney. We haven't got along this whole show, but I'm going to let you pick first, third place. So this team is going to get to the semifinals, and they're going to lose. Who do you got, third place?
I'm going to go with the Meats. They've come up short a bunch of times in the MAW. The three-man squad, I think, is going to definitely hurt them when it comes down to this. They got enough talent to, you know, get to the final two. I could be wrong, but I think that Jimmy's going to pitch, and then Bush will pitch, and then probably try to rely on Kayvon when it comes down to it. But I've seen some of the other guys hit Kayvon last year. Not so much in the women's class, but MAW. So I imagine these guys are going to be comfortable with it. Just the three guys, I don't think they're going to do it. So third place.
Mark Phillips, you can have four fielders. Is it foolish for a team to bring three guys, or is it smart?
No, it's stupid.
It's stupid.
Very stupid.
Now, the NCAA tournament, they have banned three-man rosters because they thought it was such an advantage for the hitters. But for that tournament, there's only three fielders. For Maw, there's four fielders. To bring three guys, two of the guys being power arms, Jimmy Cole is still a pretty good arm. I think it's kind of foolish, too. I think why not bring a fourth guy? An emergency guy. A guy you can throw in the field and only pitch if you have to. I'm kind of agreeing with you, Mark, there. It's kind of foolish that they only bring three guys. Meets third place. What do you got, Davey?
I got the finger balls in third. With this stacked of a tournament, I think it'll just come down to a bounce here and there, and finger balls won't get it, and they'll stay out of the championship.
What does it take to win a tournament with 16 teams? Davey, you've managed a team that's done it.
I did. It was incredible.
Is luck more... Does luck overtake skill, or is skill the ultimate factor?
Skill is a big part of it, but momentum is definitely huge. After our Saturday, I don't think there was any stopping us on Sunday.
What do you think, Mark? Momentum, is that the number one factor?
No, it's luck.
Luck. All right. Mark, Mark's been there. For some of the teams. Jacob's been there for some of the teams. 16 teams winner tournament. This is awesome. Mark, who do you got finishing third place?
This was tough because when they told me what's his name for Chicken and Waffles wasn't playing.
Harley, and I'll never forgive Stoney Harley. For that.
That moves him down to number three. I mean, if Harley was there, I'd put him to two, but Harley's a big name, and I'm putting them at three because of that.
I've lost all trust in Stoney. He's been a friend over the years. Now, I think he's scum. For him to do what he did is unforgivable. And
did he kick Harley off the team?
I think so. I think what really happened was Andrew wanted
I'm not even the captain.
Andrew wanted more. Let me talk.
Yeah, but you told him not to come.
Andrew wanted more playing time. So he thought kicking off their best player would give him more playing time.
Yes. Joke.
It is sad. It is sad. But it's the Andrew Stoney, the Stone Man Stoner show.
So yeah.
It wasn't about playing time. He just hates Harley, like, with a passion.
So that's a
I don't know Harley, but I know what he's done in the past. And
yeah, he's done a lot of bad stuff. He's a bad, bad guy.
No, let me talk, and it's my turn. And for third place, I'm going to agree with Stoney here. Unfortunately, I have the meets. And this is a team I know personally, I've been watching Bush Pit since 2012. And the meets have come close in a lot of tournaments in 2019, but they've come short. It's a three-man stud roster, and they'll find their groove. They'll probably go 3-0 in round robin. They'll win their first game, but they're going to run out of gas. They're going to lose a 1-0 heartbreaker to one of the teams in the championship. But the Meats, they're a team to watch all summer. Great name, a great roster of players. It's all NWA guys. But I got the Meats third. Tom Gannon finishes off third place.
In third place, I've got the Finger Balls. I think that they're going to absolutely dominate in round robin. They're going to totally blow everyone away, be the number one seed, but they're also going to have a really long layoff, and then they're going to face an eighth seed team that just burns their ace, scraping their way into the playoffs, and then they're going to blow them out, have another long layoff, and then by the time they start the semifinal game, they're going to be falling asleep, and they're going to get blown.
Gentlemen, we're going down to number two now, and when this panel was formed, I was afraid there'd be no chemistry. Stoney, Tom, and myself, yeah, we're staples. Mark Phillips, Jacob Davey, last-minute additions. You guys have proven yourselves. You're welcome anytime. If you ask me how well you did, I'd say gold star worthy. Great job. This is one of my favorite panels of all time. second place. Thank you. You get to the championship and you lose. It's a indoor tournament. It's February. You get to the playoffs, you win two games, and you lose in the championship. There's a lot of guys on this panel who are champions. Not a lot of second place guys here. Jacob Davey, he's a champion. Everything he touches turns to gold. But Jacob, who finishes second place?
I'll have champs here coming in second. I don't really know them too much, but their track record speaks for itself. But I just have them coming up short.
Mark Phillips, great addition to the zoo. Second place, who do you got?
Like I said, it was going to be Chicken and Whiffles until the Arley brother dropped out or got kicked off the team. Yeah. I'm going to the New York Mets.
You mispronounced it. They're the Meats.
Oh, are they?
Yep.
Okay. New York Meats. But, you know, a lot of big names on that team. I love Ryan Bush. He's a good guy. The other two I don't care about, but good team. Number two, Mets.
Great prediction. I'm actually going to agree with Jacob Davey. It's awesome to have him on this panel. Jacob Davey's a big Wiffle figure. I kind of think he deserved he maybe should have hosted the NWA tournament, but oh well. But champs maybe. Here. Sean Steffi, he's from the great state of Pennsylvania. And guess what he's doing, Tom? He's playing in something other than fast plastic. This is big. And this has to excite Wifflers until they see him 45 feet away pitching to him. This guy's a stud. He's still a stud. I have them in at two. You know why? Because I still respect Jordan Robles and everything he did last year. Champs here. If they win it all, I won't be shocked. But I got to put him at two out of respect. What do you got, Tom?
At number two, I've got the New York Meats. You know, those guys, they only have three guys, but that's a three-man lineup that's pretty deadly. Jimmy Cole's going to hit six or seven home runs. It's going to be a dominant performance, but they're just going to they're going to run out of gas right before the finish line. It's going to be very sad.
Next up is Stoney. He's been a long-time panelist on these shows, but he kind of made a fool of himself. Right, Andrew?
Yeah, I definitely shouldn't have kicked Harley off the team. That was totally my fault.
Who you got finishing runner up, Andrew?
I have to agree with you, Carl. Seems like you've either agreed with me or I've agreed with you this whole thing. But I'm going to go the champs and Bob. Like you said, Steffi's a stud. T-Wag's one of the best hitters there is. Bob's still a very good wiffle ball player, no matter what anybody says about him. And Norris is the GOAT. If he takes the mound, he's just as good as anybody. He's proved that at Fast Plastic. So I think they're going to come up just short. Probably going to be a great game. I'm going to definitely stick around and watch it. So I got the champs and Bob, number two.
Boom. Listen, remember, you get 1 point for predicting anyone in the top eight. So if you predict a team to finish eighth and they finish first, you get a point. But you get 5 points for predicting the champion. This is how you get points. And this is a new season. This is a new season of Wiffle Zoo. We're going to have a lot of fun here. But Mark Phillips is going to lead us off. Champion. You get 5 points if you get this right. He already predicted the Hardos to finish 16th. And I know a lot of people have them winning. So, Mark, lead us off. Who's winning?
I got the champs here plus Bob.
Wow.
Because, I mean, they got their pitching and hitting's unbelievable.
That's a good pick.
And hopefully I can get some of these guys to play for WSEM next year in the NWA tournament. Give me a call if you want to play.
Boo. Actually, my turn next. And, you know, you had them at 16, Mark, but I got the Hardos number one. It's their tourney to win. But, Mark, you know it's tougher to stay on top than to get on top, and the Hardos are about to learn that this year. 2019, it was the year of Rural Blaze. It was the year of the McElrath. It was the year of Soup. Will it extend to 2020? The target is on their back. We shall see. Until they prove me wrong, Mark, I got to pick the Hardos. Number one. What do you got, Tom?
At number one, okay. An absolute Cinderella run by the Mothmen. It's going to be unbelievable. Other teams are going to make mistakes. The ceiling's going to come into play. It's going to be like a Tropicana Field moment where someone drops a fly ball and just everything's going to bounce our way. It's going to be completely ridiculous. We're not even going to deserve it, but we're going to go home with the money. It's going to be hilarious.
Listen, Jacob.
I like Tom.
Jacob Davey knows
what. Yeah, I mean, I got to pick my own team every time. I'm going to look like a real asshole if I don't pick my team and we win, you know?
Jacob Davey, yep. He's been a part of a Cinderella run, and we'll get to him soon. But Stoney, if you're still on the call, everyone pretty much hates you at this point. I got a lot of texts saying, kick Stoney off the show. Why is Stoney still a part of this show? But Stoney, I'm loyal. Who's going to win?
I'm going to go with, once again, I have to agree with you, Carl. I'm going to go with the Hardos. I had them as my pick before we even started. Every year they've had the Winter Classic. Robles and the Miguel Rafts have been a part of the winning team. Last year was a tie, but they still were part of the winning team. Going to go with the Hardos here to win it. And then Connor said he's going to autograph a pair of bat and gloves and send them to Mark just as a memento for this tournament. So.
I'll wipe my ass with him.
Mark says, return to sender.
There we go.
Like I said, Jacob Davey, he's been able to make a run as an underdog. He knows what it takes. He's a friend of all Whifflers. He's an expert. He's young, but he's hungry. Who's winning? Jacob Davey.
I got the Hardos here as well. Jesus. Their talent's there, and these guys know how to win. And they'll raise that Hershey bar high.
Do you feel foolish, Mark, picking the Hardos 16th?
No.
No.
They'll feel foolish after this.
60% of the panel have them winning the whole thing.
Well, 60% of your panel is dumb.
Fair enough. Let's finish this nonsense off. Jacob Davey, anything you want to plug?
Not really. No, but I got to go back and do my homework.
Yeah, I mean, it's February. Not much to plug. Stoney, anything you want to plug?
No, just looking forward to playing in MAW Winter Classic and then the next weekend playing in Gaul draft tournament in Carmel. That's going to be a lot of fun, too. I think Tom's going to play in that, too.
What do you want to plug, Tom?
I am. I want to plug the Atlanta Wiffle Open. It's May 15th to 17th. The rules are pretty much similar to the NWA tournament, except you can use a big bat. So, good way to sort of tune up for that or, you know, try something out. Should be a good time. There's a cash prize. Yeah, good times.
And Mark
Phillips. Flights are really cheap right now.
Mark what do you want to plug?
Book now.
What? He's not done yet.
Mark Phillips, what do you want to plug?
I'll plug Connor Young's butthole, but other than that, nothing.
All right. Jacob Davey, get back to your homework. Andrew Stone, come on, man. Do better. Tom Gannon, you suck. Who are you trying
Sorry, to I'm too drunk.
Mark Phillips, I hope you and Connor reconcile. I'm Carl Coffey. We'll talk to you next time for the Wiffle Zoo episode 19 when we predict who knows what because it's the winter. I don't even know what's going to happen next. We'll talk to you soon. See you.